I think you'll see this year, I'm going to spend a little more time on Texas Supreme Court cases. They had quite a few administrative and regulatory cases this past term, more than normal. I'm dividing up immunity. There were a number of immunity cases. I'm going to split those up between today and tomorrow. I'm going to start with some local government code, Chapter 271 cases. That's the provision that waives immunity for breach of contract claims, assuming you can come within the parameters of that chapter. And the Supreme Court had three cases this term on that that issue alone. So the first one I want to talk about is called Hayes Street Bridge Restoration versus the City of San Antonio. In this case, some residents wanted to preserve a railroad bridge that had gone through their neighborhood. It had been long since abandoned by the railroad, but they wanted to preserve it and turn it into a park and preserve its historical significance for their neighborhood. So they went to the city many years ago and entered into an agreement for funding and the work on the project. And the restoration group said, if we get the money together, we'll turn it over to the city, and the city then will complete the restoration project. And the restoration group was good on their promise. They raised money. They were able to get the land next to the bridge donated. They got the railroad company to donate the bridge and the railroad. So they did everything they were supposed to do. And the city did the restoration project, but the city didn't think so much about the park. They decided to sell the land that the group had gotten for free. They sold it to a company who was going to put in a restaurant. So the group sued and said, wait a minute, you were supposed to use all of our funding for purposes of the restoration project. And the city said, well, land is not funding, so we didn't have to do that. And this case was a little bit procedurally unusual, I thought, because it went to a jury trial first. They held the plea to the jurisdiction until the end. The jury found that the city of San Antonio violated the agreement. And then at that point, the trial court denied the plea to the jurisdiction and entered a judgment for specific performance to compel the city to give the land back to the group for the park. The San Antonio Court of Appeals reversed. They said, yes, the city was immune. This was a governmental function. But there was no waiver of immunity under Chapter 271 because Chapter 271 doesn't talk about specific performance. It only talks about money damages. The Supreme Court took the case and reversed and remanded. They went through the usual Wasson analysis about whether this was governmental or proprietary. Not much question here that it was a governmental function when they were preparing and doing the restoration project on the bridge. The bigger issue, of course, was waiver. And the court looked at Chapter 271.153. That's the part that talks about limitations on adjudication awards. And all of those awards are money damages. There's no mention of specific performance. But the Supreme Court said that wasn't the issue. The question wasn't about was there a limit on the remedy. And they weren't going to read it that narrowly. They held that, yes, you could get an equitable remedy from a governmental entity when there is a breach of contract allegation. And here, and we'll talk about this more with the next case, but there is a limit on the damages. You can't get exemplary damages, of course, and you also cannot get consequential damages. But the Supreme Court said there was no bar for an equitable claim. So they reversed and remanded back to the San Antonio Court of Appeals. There were some other issues that needed to be addressed first. So the second local government code case I want to talk about, this is on page 5 in the supplement of the paper, if you're following along, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board versus Visant Technologies. This case was from May of this year, and also a little bit different issue under Chapter 271. The issue here was whether the contract actually came within that chapter to begin with. So the board operates DFW Airport, as you might imagine. They contracted with Visant Technologies to look at their payment processing cost to see if there was a way to do some kind of reduction. They wanted to see if they could save some money. And they entered the contract with Vizant and said, Vizant, we'll pay you a percentage of what you save us. But there was a cap. You could only get $50,000 in fees. But then we promised, this was the issue in the case, we promised to make a good faith effort to get you more money if you save us more money. And so, of course, Vizant did the work. They saved the airport over $800,000. And under the fee formula, they would be entitled to a $300,000 fee.